listening to the Learning to Believe Again podcast with your host, Brittany Bexton.
Where do you begin when you're learning to believe again?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. So I have Lina Tangzi on with me today. Welcome, Lina.
Thank you so much for having me, Brittany.
Thank you so much for coming on. Would you mind telling the audience just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Lina Tangzi. I am a mom of four children. I've been a believer ever since I was such a young girl. I felt like the Lord has been carrying me throughout my whole childhood, even to now. So as far as work-wise, I am a baker. I am also a brow artist. So I kind of dabble in a lot of different things, just wherever the Lord leads me. And it's also a way of my expression in terms of art as well.
So, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I also love baked goods, and I'm a hobby baker myself. So Lina has an amazing story to share about multiplication. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We've been doing this series on spiritual laws of God that are biblical. And this week, we are going to be talking about the law of multiplication. And I had asked anyone in some of my groups if they had a story about this. And Lina has an amazing story about this. So she was so gracious to come on and share her story this week. But let's just talk a little bit about the law of multiplication. So the law of multiplication basically says that when we put in what little we have, God can multiply it. So we cannot have something multiplied if we don't give, but what we give, God can multiply. So we see that the harvest is sometimes limited to the planting, but even with that, God will multiply the harvest that we plant. We don't just reap what we've sown, we reap a multiplication of that. So there are a couple of really great examples in the Bible of multiplication. Honestly, there are more than a couple, but I'm going to use two today. We're going to look first at John 6, where you see Jesus with the 5,000 people. He has just been pouring out and ministering to them. And suddenly they realize it's late and everybody's been sitting and listening to his ministry for so long. Now they're all hungry and they don't have any food to speak of. But a boy comes up and he sows and he says that he has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, basically a small meal. And he offers this up. So we see as this law works, he is given something. It's not the amount that they need, not when he initially gives it, but he gives that. He gives what he has. So the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, but there are 5,000 people. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish on their own will not feed everyone. But Jesus takes this offering and he blesses it. So this is an important second piece. God has to bless it, which means we give to God first. So, you know, we give our tithe to God, we're giving back to God. And once we do that, everything we have is blessed by the Lord. And when we give to the Lord, he blesses what we've given him and he multiplies it. So Jesus took this offering and he blessed it. And then he gave it to his disciples. And here's the other key to this multiplication. The disciples had the faith. They didn't know how they were going to do this. But in faith, they did what Jesus asked them and they distributed the food. And as they gave this food out to others, the food multiplied. And at the end, everyone was fed and there were still 12 basketfuls of food left over. So there's no way that in the natural that could have happened. But because that boy was willing to give his lunch as an offering, Jesus was able to multiply it and feed the multitudes. So we also see the story of Elijah and the widow with her boy. And God has sent Elijah to see this widow because there's a famine in the land, a famine that Elijah called for because of the drought. but God told him to. And God, in the process, is taking care of Elijah. So Elijah goes from one place where God took care of him to a new place that God has sent him. And that is to this widow. And Elijah asks the widow for some food. And she basically tells him that she is so sorry, but that she has nothing. The only food that she has is enough for her and her boy to have one last meal and then die. And she was resigned to do that. They were going to have their last meal and then they were going to starve to death. But Elijah tells her, "Give me what you have first, and then you will not run out." So in faith, it wasn't even her God yet, but in faith, this woman who had not yet come to the Lord gave what she had to Elijah, the prophet of God. And not only did he eat, but the food and oil that she had never ran out. So we see these miraculous multiplication stories in the Bible, and that is the law of multiplication. Even if we don't have much to give, if we give it to God in faith, we offer up what we do have and we sow, he blesses it and he can multiply what we have. We just have to act in faith. So Lena has such an amazing story that is such a perfect illustration of this. So I'm so excited for her to share it with you.
Awesome. And it's amazing, the story of the fish and the bread. And that is what I hold dear to. Something that really inspired me was how you were mentioning as far as the laws of how God operates. And in that story, what I utilize in terms of my miracle of multiplication, as you know, I'm a baker. I am also a brow artist, and it's not something of a steady income. It's basically customer based, whether you have customers or you don't have customers. Yeah. And we had an upcoming revivalist coming, and it wasn't just like a drop-in type of visitation. It was going to be a week-long revival. And I do appreciate the traveling evangelists, traveling just ministers coming in, and we know we're going to get blessed from it. And because we are blessed, we bless into their ministry. So because it was going to be like a week long, I did have in my mind, like, how am I going to, you know, operate into this sowing? Because yeah, it's like, you do want to bless the ministers, but it's like in your comfort zones, like, where is that going to come from?
Right.
And the week before the revivalist was going to come in, I did happen to have two clients. And it's not like, it was basically one brand new client for brows and then one touch up. Right. So I took it by faith and I enacted similarly to what the Bible did, is the Lord took the offering and he blessed it to the Lord. And that's what I did. As soon as I received the money, I was like, I was very thankful for what was received. And by faith, I said, Lord, I'm going to use this offering for you.
Yeah.
And I completely trusted. It wasn't looking at my lack of situation like, okay, how am I going to pay the bills or how am I going to put food on the table, especially with four kids? And they're pretty much like almost grown adults, you know?
And they eat a lot.
They do eat a lot. And so emotionally and mentally, I was a little bit going through the process like, how am I going to, you know, give to the ministry, but at the same time, take care of my needs. But nonetheless, I resorted back to what the Bible said, and I took it by faith. And it wasn't a physical act of like, I'm holding it up to the Lord. It was just a more of a by faith in my heart where I said, Lord, I'm going to give this to you. And so as the week went on, each day that the minister said a word that really touched my heart, it touched my family's heart. I specifically asked before going into this, like, Lord, I'm going to give this to you, but you need to tell me what specific amount to give on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. And every single day I asked him, okay, what would you like me to give to the ministry? And he will drop in a certain number. And I obeyed with the number that he had given. And every single day I was able to contribute and sow in the exact amount that the Lord had put into my heart. And at the same time, I was able to, usually during any revivals, there are ministries that, you know, we can fundraise for and that helps towards their cause. And so every single day there was, you know, whether it's like tacos or youth group, they're doing like lemonades. So every single day we were able to still support the ministry in that way. So one was to bless the minister, and also we were also able to bless the fundraiser for the ministries within our local group. And yeah. I was very amazed because I took the step of faith and just give whatever God gave or told me to give. And not only that, but I wanted to also bless the fundraisers.
Yeah.
And every single day was a different amount. And it was just so amazing because I just remember reflecting back. I remember after was like, I just kept pulling out the money. Yeah. Over and over. And I felt like it was unending. It just kept coming out. And to the very point where at the end of the week, when I heard the Lord say, give everything to the minister. And I said, okay, I'll pull out everything and I'll sow it back into whatever God wants me to do. Because I did declare that this entire seed was for him.
So yeah.
Give it all. And I said, okay, I gave it all. And the amazing thing was the amount of money that was in there. It never shrunk.
Like, wow.
It never went down. I still felt like a thick wad of cash, you know? And the crazy part is I was able to, again, bless the ministry on a daily basis. Yeah. I was able to support the fundraiser. I was even able to go grocery shopping for myself.
Amazing.
Especially for a family of, you know, five of us, it's like, or six, it's crazy. Because grocery shopping right now in today's economy, it's crazy. So yeah. All in all, I would say it almost tripled.
Wow.
I had initially started with, and I felt so blessed, and I didn't really catch on until my husband was like, where did you get all this money from? And I really didn't like it until, and it kind of reminded me of when, you know, when the disciples, right, were passing out, and they at the end collected 12 baskets or so.
Yeah.
So it was at the end you see the result, like, how did I come up with all of this? Because yeah. In the process it's multiplying. And yep. Then I didn't see it until after the fact, and my husband was like, what is going on here, you know? And it's been amazing. And just to know that I experienced that type of miracle, I was just blessed myself to know, like, it's really a result of taking the principles and laws in the Bible and truly applying it by faith. And he blesses it because he's not a respecter of person. Like, he's not going to love us any different from the next person. It's because we are conveying the laws and principle of his ways.
Yes.
And he will honor that. And so I was really blessed to be a part of that.
Oh, that's so amazing. It's even better hearing it out loud, you know?
Yes, yes. And it's something where you hear about it and it's like you can have it too if you apply the same principles, and God moves by faith.
Yes.
And that's what I really enjoy. It's just the fact that I'm just nobody, you know? I'm just nobody. And just like the lady, right? The widow woman, she was not even a believer.
Yeah.
And God was still able to multiply her. So I took it like, if God can do it, he can do it for me as well.
Amen. And he did.
Yes, yes.
I love what you said. He is no respecter of persons. So if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I've never had a miracle like that. I want that. God can and will do it for you too. He didn't do it for Lena just because she's his favorite. He doesn't have favorites. We're all his favorite. Yes. He loves us all. And he will do it for all of us. We just have to operate by his principles and laws. And we have to seek him and stand in faith. So, you know, faith and belief sometimes get confused. We can believe in God. Faith in God is different. Faith is actually action. Faith is putting to action what God says, the principles of God, putting our beliefs in action. So, I kind of didn't mention that specifically when we talked about how you apply this law. You know, we give, God blesses it, and then he multiplies it. But the action is the faith. So when I say we need faith, we need to put to action what we believe. And that also means listening to God and being obedient to what he says. The disciples didn't know how it was going to happen, but by obedience to Jesus, And by faith, they passed out the loaves and the fish, and it miraculously multiplied. God told you, Lena, exactly the amount to sow each time. And by obedience and in faith, you sowed that amount each time. And as you sowed, he multiplied.
Yes.
So it's so amazing. But yes, the principles of God work. They're always in operation. So we can put them into place in our lives and operate in and through the laws of God so that they work for us, which is what God intended. Or they're going to be working around us and we just get to watch. So I love that. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're very welcome. And one thing I did want to note is the fact that the giving did not come out of abundance. It really came out of desperation. And so that's where trust and faith kicks in. It's knowing that you're giving out of a lack and you're trusting in God is going to multiply. And that's exactly what he did.
Amen. That's so good. Yeah, you can sow an emergency seed and trust that God will bless it. That's so good. If you could leave the listeners with one thought from today's episode, what would it be?
I would definitely just say, in the midst of all the storms that we go through, one of the main things that I really live by is just to have sight on Jesus and who he is and who we are in him. That's going to set aside everything away. It's not going to take it away, but just knowing that you have God with us by our side, he's going to carry us 100%.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining me, Lena. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. I hope this encouraged you and have a blessed week. Talk to you next week. I'm burning to